Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. United States President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he pulled out of the race over concerns about the future of U.S. democracy. Ryan Chang has more.
Biden had announced he would exit the race days ago, but this Oval Office address was the first time he's publicly discussed his decision.
I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. Whether we keep our republic is now in your hands. My fellow Americans, it's been the privilege of my life to serve this nation for over 50 years.
What Biden did not mention was weeks of pressure from within his own party to step aside, which he had resisted until Sunday. That push came after a disastrous performance debating former President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, in the days since Biden's decision, Harris has revitalized the Democratic election campaign. The Democratic National Committee's Rules Committee agreed on a plan to formally nominate Harris as soon as August 1st.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Democrats indeed are poised to formally nominate Harris and her running mate by early next month. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
The convention's Rules Committee has approved a proposal where delegates from around the country will be able to vote on potential presidential candidates to replace President Joe Biden, who abandoned his re-election bid last weekend. Harris is the only major Democrat to announce publicly that she's seeking the nomination. That means that she'll likely be approved in balloting beginning August 1st, 18 days before the party's convention opens in Chicago. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Officials from Egypt, Israel, and the United States and Qatar were expected to meet Thursday in Doha with the aim of resuming talks for a proposed three-phase ceasefire to end the war between Israel and Hamas and free the remaining hostages. But an Israeli official said Israel's negotiating team was delayed and would likely be dispatched later next week. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a speech to the U.S. Congress on Wednesday, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was met with standing ovations at his address to a joint session of the U.S. Congress on Wednesday. While outside, Capitol Police deployed pepper spray on protesters opposed to the visit by the foreign leader.
America and Israel must stand together.
Netanyahu described the U.S. and Israel as allies in a joint fight against the threat posed by Iran and its proxy forces across the Middle East. Dozens of U.S. lawmakers boycotted his speech.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Newly elected International Olympic Committee Vice President Nawal El Moutawakil of Morocco said Wednesday that the Olympic movement had taken a huge step towards gender parity in time for the 2024 Paris Games.
I was so, I would say, shocked because I used to train with women in Morocco, many of them, but only few could qualify and enjoy the competition during the Games. And today to see that we have reached 50% of women and men at these Olympic Games, I think this is a step, a giant step.
She is the first Muslim woman to win an Olympic gold medal. A climate protest at Frankfurt Airport has forced a temporary halt to flights. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Germany's busiest airport has cancelled more than 100 flights after environmental activists breached airport security and ran onto the runway. Frankfurt Airport said flights were halted for safety reasons. The move comes a day after five protesters from the same group, known as Last Generation, glued themselves to a taxiway at Cologne-Bonn Airport, causing over 30 cancelled flights.
Due to regulatory actions at Frankfurt Airport, there will be massive restrictions.
Climate activists staged similar actions in Finland, Norway, Switzerland and Spain a day earlier at the height of the summer holiday season to highlight the threat posed by climate change. I'm Karen Chamas.
Arnon Nampa, a lawyer and prominent activist jailed and made famous over his public call for reforms to Thailand's powerful monarchy, was given four more years in prison for another violation of the country's royal insults law, a legal aid group said on Thursday. Arnon was already serving a 10-year sentence for three other royal insult convictions. He has been charged with 10 other counts of insulting the monarchy. Thailand's law is among the strictest of its kind in the world and is designed to shield the monarchy from criticism. For additional stories 24 hours a day, you can visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti.